And now to a political story out of the state of Wisconsin, which may be a test of the propensity of American voters to want to throw the bums out in the wake of all that's transpired, really, over the last year or so. Sean Johnson joins us, state capitol reporter for Wisconsin Public Radio, joining us from Madison. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
We've got a recall election in the state of Wisconsin that begins today. It's going to go for about a week. Six Republican state senators face recalls. How unprecedented is this?
We have never seen anything like this, not only in Wisconsin, but in the nation. You've never seen a group of legislators recalled all at once, like is happening now in Wisconsin, where not only do you have six today, but you will have had nine senators up for recall this year when it's all said and done. And so, there's a lot of people watching to find out how this goes and, you know, essentially whether you get a do-over in politics sometimes.
That's Sean Johnson, state capitol reporter from Wisconsin Public Radio. Describe, if you can, what's going on here. Is this a sentiment of anger that's bubbling over, or is it more a sense of opportunists rummaging around in the political drawer and finding this weapon called, hey, we can do this. It's called a recall.
Yeah, this is a weapon that's not available in every state, and it's available to us because our state constitution put it there 150-plus years ago. It was born out of the anger over the collective bargaining fight this winter that sparked the protests in Madison and sort of the shock that unions and Democrats felt when Governor Scott Walker proposed and the Republican legislature passed his collective bargaining law that changed bargaining rights for public employee unions. That's what sparked the signature drives that went out and got your tens of thousands of signatures to force these recalls, and Republicans turned around and did signature drives of their own for three Democrats. But now Democrats and unions really face a test, and that they have to get the voters to go along with this, and they have to flip a net of three seats between these elections if they want to take control of the state Senate and have control of at least one arm of state government.
All right. So to our national listeners, they may be viewing this as a slightly arcane discussion of Wisconsin politics. But would you say that depending on the outcome, this could be a memo to the Tea Party?
I think, you know, it will be taken as a memo to a lot of people, depending on what happens. It is, you know, if you look at it from a tangible perspective, it's about control of one chamber of the legislature. Not a big deal. Won't even change the collective bargaining law from that perspective. But from, you know, a 30,000-foot view, this is something that both sides have really decided they have to win. And they are putting a tremendous amount of resources and energy into this. And I think for unions especially, it's huge for them because they've taken a stand here and said, you can't push us around this way. We will push back. If they have more bark than bite in this situation, it's tough for them.
Interesting.
So that they have, they have the expectations game, I think, to meet here.
Sean Johnson, state capitol reporter, Wisconsin Public Radio, speaking to us from Madison, Wisconsin. A little bit of the shootout at the OK Corral. The number of recall elections that start today and end this week in Wisconsin, 8. Here's a little history lesson. How many state lawmakers have been recalled in all of U.S. history? Just 13. Sean Johnson, thanks so much.
Thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.